This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Guys, before we start the show, there's a new episode of the Commentarium on our Patreon. Yeah. Oh my god, piping hot right off the grill.
Oh!
And I'll tell you, Mike loves Huel.
first and foremost.
Mike, he can't get enough of it. We need it on the table. but we did a Commentarium about, and we watched all the Wendy's training videos.
Yeah.
And it's a hoot and a holler. I highly recommend you check that out. Only on our Patreon.
And only if you're a real lover of the hip-hop genre.
Oh my god, there's so much hip-hop, you won't even
So much hip-hop it. History in those Wendy's training videos.
But it's 90s hip-hop, I think we need to specify. But and guess what? Cameo by Dave Thomas.
Yeah.
One of the let's pour
Spoilers,
one out.
Spoilers, holy shit.
But we little out. I'm gonna pour you off.
It's not we. Contractually, we can't unless it goes in our mouth.
But yeah. So anyway, check that out only on our Patreon. Okay, now it's time for the show,
dude. Also, my special's out now.
Oh shit! That's so cool.
I have a half hour special on 800 Pound Gorilla YouTube channel, and it's out right now. And it would be so awesome if you watch that. It's called Come to Find Out. Cover art was done by Casey Landerkin, and. That is fun that that's out. Okay, now let's start the show.
Dynamic banter!
Like a Steve or Gun and Newman's and have some fun!
Dynamic banter!
Honk and
horn! And make it cool!
Dynamic banter!
Don't forget the history road!
Dynamic banter!
Time to shut up!
Start the show!
So much funny shit gets said before the show even starts, and I'm like, whoa. Like, we're wasting this shit, you know? And I'm like, that's crazy.
Do you have a couple things that you want to talk about for sure?
Me?
Like articles? Just the one.
He has the one that he sent me, and then I have like six things.
Oh, nice.
So we could.
I feel like I'm a little blown out. Like, even in the clips, when I start talking, it's like ultra blurring out.
You give me like a loud sound.
Ah! I'll try to be right up on.
Yeah, just suck that shit. All right, boys. Well, this is the show. I mean, what? I'm not gonna make any excuses here. This is what the show is. Sometimes we come out of the gate and it's like, damn, this is the best shit ever. And then sometimes it's like, what are they talking about?
Steve, my special's coming out on the 19th.
Fuck yeah!
It's called Come to Find Out. Art was done by the one and only Casey Landerkin.
Yes.
And it's going to come out on Monday, the 19th, on 800 Pound Gorilla on YouTube. I'm very excited.
What? So where'd you shoot that at?
In Los Angeles, California.
Hell yeah, brother. When did you shoot it?
I don't remember.
It's all a blur. I mean, you do like a fucking million shows.
I don't remember anything that has happened.
Do you want to fuck?
Yeah.
Oh, if you want to fuck, first you gotta get everything set, like the bed and your head. Get it right, figure it out. It's gonna be tight. You're gonna want to get it wet before you stick it in, get it in. It's stinky, inky, gooey, gonna be a messy pooey.
Horn dog.
Oh, and you stick the tip, it's gonna feel great, yeah.
Horn dog.
Oh, make sure it's wet, and make sure you spend time on the clit.
Once you leave.
Here at Flangers, you can have a big.
Horn dog.
Here at Flangers.
As a brick, Rick.
Horn dog.
Give me the slip. I'm gonna put a tit in my mouth.
Horn dog.
Where can they see your special? This is gonna be on your.
It's on 800 Pound Gorilla on YouTube.
That's an 800 Pound Gorilla YouTube channel.
Yeah.
You don't want to hit subscribe on that shit, idiot.
there's like a there's a pay period where you could pay for the special and go back into recouping the cost that it took to make it and stuff like that. And it will be available on YouTube for everybody after that. But it would be cool if you bought it during the pay period. Yeah. It directly benefits you boy in your boy's career. So that is the 19th. And if you follow me at Mike Falzone, I'll be talking about it nonstop for a bunch of weeks.
That's pretty tight, man.
Yeah.
I'm excited. Yeah. Is this all new materials?
I mean, new is relative.
Mm-hmm.
If you've seen me throughout the past year, you've probably seen it. But if you're in one of the many parts of this country or other countries that doesn't get to come to shows, you probably haven't seen most of it.
That's fucking tight, dude. I'm fucking stoked. I'm gonna jack off about it, Kevin.
You can jack off about it if you want.
I think I might. Gonna grab it tight. Karate grip on my shit. It's a kung fu grip, and I'm gonna get down on the clit. If you let it, let me in. Knock, knock, knocking on the muff. I'm tough.
Horn dog.
That's the one.
That's kind of beautiful. Whose dog is that?
This is actually a snowstorm. You see that? This is what it looked like outside my car.
Dude, that's art.
That's an asteroid field.
That's beautiful. Wow, 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 wow. That's beautiful.
Have you gotten to a point, Mike, where you're like having a hard time figuring out if something is AI or not?
Oh, sometimes.
Are you there?
Sometimes, but now I have like an extra filter where if I see something and I like it, I'm like, is it real? Which is, I mean, due diligence, but it's also like a waste of my time. I miss like looking at a picture and being like, that's real. There's a picture of it.
Yeah.
You know? And now I got to be like, man, like those snacks that they come up with.
Yeah.
Those fake AI snacks that are like Reese's and fucking Snickers had a kid. And they poured it inside a bunny, and you could only get it this Easter. I'm like, that sounds fucking great.
And you gotta eat this bunny if you want to get it. Yeah, you gotta kill it.
Look at the bunny, and he has five fingers.
Yeah.
Five human fingers. And that's how you know it's AI.
I saw a video of I wish I could find it. And I can already, I'm looking into the future, and Leah is like, can you send me that?
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, fuck, I can't, I don't know if I can send you. So Leah, I actually don't know if I can send you this. But, or maybe it would be findable because it's not, it's, you could just type in whatever I'm about to say and you could probably find it. But, or I'll fucking find it.
What is it?
So it was a video of a sheep.
Harlem Shake.
Harlem sheep. And another sheep looking thing next to it. And the sheep is like chilling and the other thing's chilling. And it looks like a sheep except it has like bunny ears. Hmm. Like tall bunny ears. Like big, like imagine a big sheep-sized bunny.
I am.
Head.
Yeah, uh-huh.
But with just with a sheep head. You with me?
A sheep-sized bunny head with a sheep head?
But it's a sheep head.
But it's a sheep.
So take a head of a bunny head and a sheep head, and they're next to each other. Now imagine the bunny head got scaled up to the size of the sheep head, but then you just Photoshop the sheep face off and put it onto the big bunny head now. Okay. And it's like a sheep with big bunny, sheep-sized bunny ears. You with me?
Mm-hmm.
It's hard, but yeah.
And I know. And I was like, this has got to be AI because what the fuck is that? Like,
sheep with bunny ears?
Yeah, because it's rare now as 40-somethings. To be like
to see new animals.
To see a new animal for real, dude. Because I've seen my fair share of National Geographics and Planet Earths and
fucking PBS shit and documentaries and whatever. I've seen, and you know, like, we're weirdos that always, that, like, gravitate towards something that's funny or weird looking or whatever. And, like, so we've seen all the weird shit, like that blobfish thing.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
That, like, you know, that, like, where was that when we were little kids? Suddenly the internet exists and now we're seeing these fucking things.
Uh-huh.
Kind of makes sense because now we're being shared shit from all over the world. But it's rare to see, like, an animal that you're like, what the fuck? Like, have you seen that deer where its nose is, like, doing this kind of shit?
No.
And it's, like, moving around like a little, like, elephant trunk, like a tiny elephant trunk. It's like, oh, what the fuck is that? That's weird and fucking gross.
Yeah, I don't like any of the animals.
Like, have you ever seen
that? That's an actual thing. It's an actual thing.
Yeah. You just turning that around look like AI.
That's what I'm saying. See that?
Oh, there's two pictures. Then it has to be real.
If there's four, here's the rule about AI. If there's four pictures,
it looks happy. It's real. Yeah, it just looks like a sheep with longer ears.
With, like, bunny ears. And I'm like, well, why haven't we seen this before? But apparently it's a thing that totally exists, but it's a bit rare.
It's a rare condition.
To this day and age, to be a sheep with some bunny ears.
Somebody's like, can you line up according to height?
I know.
My face when my battery is when my is 100%.
So, like, so it was like a double hit of, like, not only have I never seen this, and these are the things that make me think that it's AI right away. It's something I've never seen. But it looks real.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, so I go through my own brain data bank and go, like, have I ever seen anything like this? And if it's no, then I'm like, well, this has got to be fucking AI then. Especially if it, like, morphs into some fucking spider bug or whatever. You see that shit?
No.
It's just... my Instagram algorithm, like the reels, like ever since I got rid of TikTok, I've been pretty sad that, like, because I missed my TikTok algorithm. It was like really bonkers shit, and I felt really proud of it. And when people would come over and I'd show them that, they'd be like, what the fuck is this shit? Like, they'd either be very disgusted or they'd be like completely fascinated and been like, I need this algorithm.
And why did we get rid of TikTok?
Well, TikTok did that whole thing where it went away, and then they said, like, our glorious leader, Trump, brought it back, so praise Trump and shit, and then it started getting all, like, political, and I'm like, jump shit, brother. I'm out.
And you have Instagram still?
Yeah, dude, I know it's all shit evil, which all leads to, it kind of leads me to kind of what I wanted to say about AI in general. I know it's, like, so taboo to be like, we're going to exist alongside AI, whether we, like, yell about it or not. Like, I don't have time to go on the internet and yell at everybody for using AI.
And you should, because it would help.
I think it would. I think I could make a change. I think
you could stop it.
Yeah, I could, but I decided not to.
Yeah.
Because it's not worth my time. But what is worth my time is maybe listening to a man outside of Vaughn's. But
what's the difference?
My time, I don't value my time to the point where it is disgusting.
Yeah, that's too bad. Because one day you're going to have no time.
Yeah, but nobody, like, who gives a shit how someone lives?
You should. You're the only one who should.
But, like, I was talking to Owen about this on the way over here,
that's
actually
not the person
to
talk
to. And Owen's not here, by the way. So relax, ladies. But I was like, you could spend your life taking the straightest possible path and never look right or left and just blinders. Like, my goal is house and family and... that's it. Like, and never explore outside of that. I think that that's, like, I find that to be a bit of a waste of a life.
Yes, but that's a binary understanding of, that's like saying this or this.
Right.
Like, there's not a billion shades of gray.
That's what I'm saying. Like, to me, it might feel like that's a waste of a life. But to someone else, it's like, they think what I'm doing is a waste of a life.
Right.
And it turns out that there isn't really, like, a right way to live your life at all, unless it's, like, really extremely in one way or the other. Like, you are just a complete hedonist and you don't talk to people and you're just like selfish and you don't do anything for others and you're just this mass blob that's just consuming. Like, that's not a good way to live life. But neither is the I do nothing but my job and I come home and I do the same thing every single night forever until I die.
Well, who's to say?
Exactly. So if I'm like, if I don't value or if I don't take my time as seriously as someone else does, then that's just one way to live. To just be like, my time is just like, listen, I could die at any moment. So that makes me feel like, who gives a shit what I do? Mm-hmm. Like, I could end up changing my life completely right now and still die the same day I was meant to die, even if I'm doing garbage bullshit. So, or to what someone else might think is garbage bullshit.
He died doing what he loved,
garbage bullshit. So, but it just so happens that sometimes the garbage bullshit that I do in my life makes like 200 people happy. And laugh.
Or one person very upset.
Or one person really upset. And it's like, well, it's like that fucking train track thing. Where it's like, are you gonna save the one guy on the train tracks or the three guys on the train tracks? Like, which one are you gonna do? And it's like, I don't know, man. If I have to pick one, I guess it's better if one person dies so that these three people can live.
What if the one guy's racist?
But that one guy might cure some disease or something. Or what if all three of those guys are racist?
But one guy in the middle of the three can cure disease?
Exactly. So it's best to just be like, you know what? I'm not going to get involved. I'm not going to pull that fucking lever that changes the tracks at all. I'm just going to let it go wherever it was meant to go. Because I can't... What am I going to do now for the rest of my life? I'm going to try to save one good person out of a bunch of people? Or like, you know, I don't know, man. It's weird. But anyway, I think about like, yeah, like I don't want to waste my time arguing about AI. I think it's funny and it's weird. And if it's funny and weird, then I'm there, you know? And then everyone goes like, oh, but it's wasting all this power. All this power is being drained from the planet. It's like, what everything we do is draining power from the fucking planet. Everything.
Except this ritual that I do on Wednesdays, which actually gives power to the planet from the stars. And I'd like to talk to you about it if I could.
There's this plug that's the Earth charge
plug. I'm the plug.
And you plug it into a big thing because no one else will do it.
I become erect and I go out into the woods and I stick my penis into a pond.
You stick one finger into this other thing and then you put your penis into the plug.
That's right. And then I think all my happy memories in chronological order and I return them to the Earth. And I don't see anybody else doing that or talking about that.
Yeah. We'll be right back. But yeah, man, like Danny Elfman posted this thing and the little elf man and it was like it was this very obvious AI thing. Like very obvious.
Imagine a sheep with even taller ears.
But it's got six human fingers. It looks a little weird.
And it's holding a PlayStation 2 controller.
The subject that he posted about that image was like, look at this amazing art from the mind of my friend, blah blah blah, who's a director. And so I think he's doing that boomer shit where he actually doesn't know it's AI and thinks that it was actually like some animation his friend did.
Yeah.
And was like, look how cool this is. So it was like harmless. He's sharing some like art his friend made. Pretty cool, you know? And, but it's like very obviously AI, and the comments are endlessly like, fuck you for posting AI shit, and like, this, you fucking, like, you don't even, you're taking shit away from artists, this is stolen art you're posting, and blah, blah, blah. And just all this fucking like soapbox shit about how awful he is for posting that.
How many jobs for artists do we think Danny Elfman has created?
Dude, so much.
And then if we want to compare that to like the average person who comments on a thing, how many jobs have you created for an artist?
And it's always the ones that are like, they
like people who get upset for us for using it. Like when we did the songs or when we try to like think of certain things.
Yeah.
It's like, are you actively paying artists every month For years?
For
or,
years.
Or are you just saying shit on the
right.
internet?
Are you just like virtue signaling?
Dude. Also, no one gives a fuck. You know?
It's so stupid.
It's like you put your shit on the internet. There's no... People don't have to care about what you say just because you know that more people get to see it.
Right.
You're just saying it. You can go to the mall and say it in the parking lot. Doesn't mean anybody has to get it.
Yeah, and it's like... and
also, where are the malls?
Please.
Bring back our malls.
Dynamic banter.
Like, and...
Horn dog.
Let him cook.
Horn dog. Horn dog. Horn dog.
Shimmy,
have,
shimmy, have, shimmy, have to do that. Shimmy,
have,
shimmy, have to do that.
A guy dancing.
Shimmy, have, shimmy, have to do that. Shimmy, 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 have to do that. Shimmy, have to do that. Shimmy, have to do that.
It's always the ones that
dude,
are...
the fade out is so funny. Fading it out. Because, like, years of stuff just stopping.
Yeah.
Fading out gently is so funny. Dude.
That's the thing. It's like it's like utilizing the skills that make something good and breaking those skills.
Yeah.
And putting them out of order.
You understand the... Rick Rubin talks about that. You understand the rules of something. So you know when to like not follow them or like
that.
Bend them or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's like I've been thinking about that a lot, dude. Sometimes I'll talk to like some younger people that I know and they like will have an opinion of a thing without knowing either how it's made or stuff that came before it. And I'm like, you have whatever opinion you want. That's totally fine. But having more of an informed opinion makes the understanding of the thing more entertaining
yeah.
and better.
Yeah.
It also helps you. It's like we used to talk about art back in the day. Like if I didn't like a piece of art just on site, but then if an artist was like, I use this color because of this, I'm way more inclined to like the thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also like, I keep trying to like ask people to help me understand like what I need to be angry about right now.
Why isn't that a you thing?
Because it's like all of the things I love get infiltrated by people that are like on soapboxes or virtue signaling or whatever. And it's like, I have strong opinions about shit all the time. And I've got an entire career of bullshit regurgitations from my like broken brain that like are oftentimes very wrong, oftentimes very skewed. And very, like
kind of misinformed.
Misinformed, yeah. A misunderstanding, all of those things. And it's like, well, I could spend the rest of my life apologizing for all the stupid shit I've said.
Yeah.
Or I could just be like, I think we all understand that as humans, we're just like trying to figure it out.
And we should understand that we don't have to have an opinion about everything. Totally. Especially if you don't understand.
Totally.
It.
But like,
not because it's just like the hot button thing to have an opinion about at the moment.
And it's crazy when you say something and you're like, this is how I feel about something. And then someone who's like been listening to your shit forever comes out and goes like, I was really disappointed when you said that thing, that one thing. And it really bummed me out. And I don't know if I want to listen to this show anymore.
And it kind
now.
Of wiped away 9 years of like.
And it's like, well, then if you're so easy to push over the edge, then fuck off. Fuck off.
It's also totally like, it's totally normal for people to just ebb and flow with their interests.
Totally.
Like if you just fall off and you're out, that's totally fine.
Totally
fine. Totally understandable.
Totally fine. And, you know, there is that feeling of like, fuck, how can I make this right? I don't know what it is.
It's only coming up sometimes. Though.
That one, whatever that one is.
We might need a new cable, huh?
It's a 1/4 to...
Don't cut that sound.
Shh, guys, we're going to figure this out. Shh, shh, shh. Everybody, please give me a second here.
Is there a pad on this one?
I usually put a noise filter on a lot of this shit anyway to kind of denoise shit.
Hey.
Hey, man, it's okay. But like, and there's this feeling of like, you know, it's just these learned behavior. This comes from being like a face on a thing that people watch. Is like you get the you as the creator, as the person that's creating the content, as the comedian, whatever, or the host, you have to like really brush shit off. You can't like let one comment ruin everything, and you can't let one person saying I'm done with this show ruin your life or ruin your day or whatever, because you have to just realize that, like, you know, if that person was already on the edge and didn't want to do this, and that's not someone I want along for the ride anyway, right? Like, we need people who, like, their brains, like, are malleable. Yeah. They're not just, like, stuck in this one place. Like, let's all open up this forum.
Yeah, but that sounds like we're trying to, like, influence the way people think.
But not just...
Oh, you mean, like people with an open mind.
Yeah, yeah, right. Just stretch your brain out a little bit. There's room in there for all sorts of ideas and people's ideas. And, like, I used to be, like...
I like more open-minded people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because there's some...
You just have to like pick the whatever age you are at whatever time where you feel like you have to pick these opinions, and then those are your opinions for the rest of your life.
Right.
That's not how human beings work.
Right.
You know, you pick your opinions, you choose to broadcast them or mm-hmm. not. And then it's like your life happens and you're influenced by not only the things you hear and see other people say, but the things you experience in your own life.
Totally.
And that changes your opinions on a ton of stuff.
And if you don't let in new ideas...
You could turn gay. Which is wrong. And, I think that.
And if you hang out with gay people, you could turn gay.
They might turn you wrong. I've been calling it wrong.
Dude, Kevin was telling me that Nick Hamilton wants to come on the show soon.
Which
and
one
I was
is
like...
That?
He's the gay one that we know.
Oh, yuck.
And I was like, I don't think I want a gay guy like that close to me.
Dude, do you have any friends who are just like straight anymore? I really think I have like maybe in my whole life like 8 straight friends.
But you know what? It's because we...
And I think that's gay.
It's because we found open-minded people that we like brought into our lives, and then but we were still kind of hiding behind a rock about it.
Dude, I said, have I done my bisexuality as a choice rant on this show?
I don't know.
Let's I go. Feel I like can, I yeah. said that.
We might be due for a redo. What was
yeah, it's been 4 episodes.
Let's go. Yeah, exactly.
But I said it at Moon Tower. Basically, my whole thing, I was practicing for Subway Takes, if I was ever on Subway Takes, and my shit would either be, there
oh,
should
that's
be
right.
one gym membership.
Yeah.
Or bisexuality is a choice made by the highest evolved human beings.
Right. The most comfortable human beings.
I think it's an evolution thing, because if we evolve to like... grow parts of our body over millions of years to get more important things and opposable thumbs and stuff like that, then why wouldn't our brains evolve? If love is the most important thing, why wouldn't our brains evolve to like make it easier to find love and to like broaden your horizons as far as love goes? And I said that in Texas, and maybe it was just because it's Texas.
Uh-oh,
but they're
was
like,
it cricket? Yeah.
Oh. So all the clearly bisexual people with colored hair
that were hiding behind the rock.
Yeah, they loved it.
They were like, I can come out from behind this rock now. Yeah. Like, I think it all is connected to that like straight line life person we were talking, that hypothetical person that like just has, doesn't look over here to see gay people and doesn't look over here to see, you know, like minorities.
Which is almost, I mean, like if you're that person and you're not looking left and right, you are for sure missing out on things
that
can inform your opinion.
Yeah.
And add depth.
And add depth to the way you think. But as long, if you're straight and narrow guy, and you, man, if you're straight and narrow, man, worst superhero ever, and you're living that life, but you're not like causing any harm to anyone, you could also be like, who gives a fuck if you have like a narrow opinion on stuff, as long as you're not going on Facebook and being like, burn the gays.
Exactly. And that's why, like, it's okay if you want to, like, be on your soapbox over here about some shit, but you have to be okay with me being, like, absolutely making the most fun of you. like, you have to be ready for, like, you have to invite discussion. And so, like, something that I've been thinking about a lot lately, and, like, I don't know how to talk about it because it's, like, it's a really sensitive subject for art people and for artists on the fucking internet. I'm exhausted bringing it up.
Yeah. Well, but does that mean?
Yeah.
Do you have a strong enough opinion in, like, is this a discussion or is this you, like, saying your opinion on a platform?
Well, okay. So, well, let me present.
Does anyone have to care about what you're about to say?
There will be. And there will be people in my DMs.
That's too. Not what I asked you. Does anyone have to care?
Have to care.
About what you're about to say.
People think about that. People who, there are people who think their whole career will live and die on what happens with AI.
And they have to care about what you're about.
And so they have to care about what the public opinion about AI is, because they have to be careful with what they say about it in certain art circles and certain career circles. Because,
but this is just your, you would consider yourself an artist, yeah?
Yeah.
This is an artist, one artist's opinion on AI.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone has to fucking flip.
Yeah, like, I think I can speak on this because we've grown up through, like,
many. As somebody who employs artists
and has surrounded myself with artists.
You've surrounded yourself.
I went to surrounded with some artists. I went to surrounded
with
some artists there.
Dude, first of all, I can speak on AI. I went to surrounded with some artists. Dude, best advertisement for the show.
Absolutely. There it is. Put it on the box, on the poster.
The 6th, June 6th.
There
the
it
Hollywood
is.
Improv. Tickets available.
That's a Gemini surrounded. It's gonna be wild. But what is surrounded's angel numbers?
What?
We'll find out.
Corn dog.
So okay. This you know what Studio Ghibli is?
Yes.
Studio Ghibli. My Neighbor Totoro. Princess Mononoke.
And it looks very specific. And AI, you could go to AI and be like, "Give me a Studio Ghibli looking thing."
Of a picture I already have.
And then enter. And then 30 seconds later.
Everyone has 6 fingers.
And so there are all these social media posts. And that's the key word, I think, is social media. Like that is the root of this. Yeah. Is that it's social media discourse. Uh-huh. What are they doing? What are they angry about now? And they're all angry because people were doing, like, this is Jurassic Park in Studio Ghibli style. And they post a picture, and it looks exactly like a fucking Studio Ghibli thing. Mm-hmm. And your first instinct is like, that's pretty cool. Like, I would love to see a Studio Ghibli Jurassic Park. That'd be fucking awesome. Or a Studio Ghibli dinosaur thing. And, like, I wonder what me and my friends would look like as Studio Ghibli characters. Dude, I remember in, like, the early 2000s, maybe even the late 90s, you could do, like, what do you look like as a South Park character? Do you remember that?
Yeah, and I know where you're going.
Yeah.
But it's also like, so you're saying, or people are saying, that it's taking money away from artists to do that.
It went
right?
so far, Mike, that they were like, we need to make it illegal to
so,
do this.
So in a perfect world, someone, instead of putting that prompt in ChatGPT, writes a handwritten letter to Studio Ghibli.
Could
and
you
says,
draw me
please
and my
make me and my friends into Studio Ghibli characters. Yeah. Name your price.
Right.
And I'll definitely pay it.
Right.
And also, when you're done with drawing me and my friends, please remake Jurassic Park.
The whole movie.
Whenever you got going on, just put it on the list of things you'll get to.
Yeah.
And I'll pay for it.
Yeah. That. Yeah. In a pretty... In a perfect world, we could pay artists what they're worth, period.
which has notoriously happened since the beginning of time.
That's
until
yes.
Dude, until AI came out, all artists were being paid exactly
yes.
what they're worth
yes.
since the beginning of
and
time.
And that's the thing. It's like nobody thinks about that. They just think about what's something. Because people love being angry about something, and we're all guilty of this. I've fallen into the festering pit of, yeah, I don't fucking like Star Wars, you little piece of shit. Fuck you, I'm gonna kick your nuts. I get what it feels like to get fired up. And then also, you've got other people that want to be fired up with you, and you're like, yes, it's a community, yeah. No, I can be friends with this guy because we fucking hate AI. We can hate AI together, and now I have a friend.
I can't possibly be wrong. Someone else also says.
Yeah, and it's like, it doesn't even, you know what, but that's the thing. It's like that, the idea, the outside of the anger part doesn't exist. When you're that fired up about something, you don't want to hear that this is historically the same as when hand-drawn animation became now digital animation.
I was just about to say, like, do you mourn, like, the people who worked as, like, a telephone operator?
Right.
Like, are you like, fuck.
Yeah, like, my grandma used to fucking pull the wires yeah. out. And plug it into yeah. the thing. Yes, and operator. Yes, who would you like to speak to?
Technology took their fucking job.
You don't give a fuck about that person. Where's the soapbox for that person? It's in a landfill.
I
want to
see that person drawn as Studio Ghibli. Got
so
it.
And look.
I want to see Muppet version of telephone operator.
Someone's yelling at the fucking speaker right now. Someone's yelling into the
That's
void
okay.
because
be,
they're.
You could be that if you want.
Yeah, and they're and they want to. They someone is scratching their skin off. They just want to say to us, they just want to be like, no, but you don't understand. The reason why it's different is because it's consuming a power, energy, and water that we don't have. And it's like, it's so much different than when hand-drawn became digital. And I'm like, yes, but it's so, but hand-drawn to digital is so much different from when it became paintbrush or like pencil to paintbrush or whatever, or like rocks on the wall to paintbrush. Like there, but it's all
AI. Make animation of pencil turning into paper.
But it's all, dude. And it would look amazing.
Vomiting
it'd be hard
spiders.
To tell if it was fake too. And the thing is these milestones in the timeline of art, like whatever you want to call them, the progression of technology versus art, or technology and art together. There's so many nuances between when something became something else, but lots of people lost their jobs in between all of these transitions, and lots of people, there's lots of reasons why one is bad or good or whatever, but I just find it hard to wrap my brain around the like Studio Ghibli AI thing when I could go to DCon and go to a booth and there's people literally duplicating the Studio Ghibli style with like Mandalorian Studio Ghibli. But the difference is that guy drew it.
Yeah.
But that's okay.
Yeah.
That's stealing a style too.
Yeah, but you're doing it. You're like using your skills to do it.
Sure. But
you're like using...
And
skills that you've accumulated over years, not
totally.
Just like typing something into it.
But it's not hard to copy someone's style, dude.
Do it.
It's not.
Do it right now.
You could literally go to the fucking thrift store and find a VHS tape of All Dogs Go to Heaven, for example, and take a piece of paper and put it on top of the VHS tape and literally trace all of those lines. And then take the paper off and look at the amazing art you just made. But it is literally a ripoff of that thing that was right there.
That's not making art, though. That's not making art.
But
tracing something?
But that is a gateway into being able to do it without tracing it. And then your style ends up being based on the Don Bluth concept art style or the Don Bluth animation style, and then suddenly all your characters, you're no longer tracing anymore, you've got your own style, but it's a mishmash of like Don Bluth and Studio Ghibli and Disney and all these other things.
Well, that's just what happens in your brain when you're becoming an artist,
right?
Like, you don't want to become an artist because you've seen nothing,
right?
You want to become an artist because you've seen all these things that inspire you to make things.
Yeah.
And then you become like an amalgamation of all those things.
And that's like, that's what this like artificial brain AI brain is doing too. It's taking all of these examples of art that have been done throughout time and then making this thing that's like a new thing. Mm. But it's because a computer did it that it's like not art anymore, or it's like bad or whatever. But it's like a computer does all sorts of animation and shit. Like,
and math.
And math. And it,
no one uses Abacus. No one
cares.
Anymore.
Yeah, no one cares if the computer's stealing math.
My grandfather made abacuses. And he hasn't worked in years.
Yeah.
He's been dead for 10 years.
Look, it sucks that something that if you're an artist.
Texas Instruments may killed my grandfather, is all I'm saying.
Dude, that's. I'm so sorry.
Sorry.
But you moved on, right?
No.
Oh, you haven't gotten over it.
Every day.
Damn.
That's why I go to Texas. I try to find the instrument people.
You're like, where's the instruments in this town? They're like, we got Joey's music on 4th. Where are you guys
keeping the instruments? Like, no, that's not what I mean.
And you're making fun of me now. You're making fun of me.
Can you do cuss out with a guitar?
Yeah, did my
parabola guitar?
Did I come up there and ask for a flute? No, I didn't. I said Texas Instruments. But and look. I understand that if you're an artist that works very hard to make some commissioned art for someone, and then you get like not so much money for it, and you're like, but hey, I did it. I'm an artist and I worked really hard. And someone could just type in 4 words. And get something that might even look even better than that. I understand that that feels shitty. But that's just like life.
Or you could do something irreplicable.
That's it, dude. You just have to be like, what can I do that a fucking computer can't do? I'll tell you. I can go out to the street and be one of those fucking portrait artists.
Yeah.
That makes really weird, fun, outside-of-the-box portraits of people. And there's no way anyone could say that you made AI, you used AI to make it or whatever.
Yeah.
Because they can see you make it. And that's just, like, where we're heading. Like, mm-hmm. it sucks as us, for us as artists, that someone, you know, I couldn't even tell you how many messages I've got from people that are like, I made a Dynamic Banter episode with ChatGPT or something. And it's like, sounds like you guys talking to each other and shit, like in text form or something. And it's like, I don't feel like, fuck, they're coming for my job now. Right. Because it's like,
imagine people in 10 years being like, the AI version of this is much better.
And I'd be like, all right, well, now I do this other thing that you can only see live.
Yeah. I mean, that's why I like, so this special, I fought for like elements of crowd work to be in it. Because I feel like all these years of doing stand-up and seeing clips and different recorded performances, I'm like, there's certain jokes that I really like and I'm really attached to, and I can deliver them in a way where it's like I'm feeling it in the moment. But I could tell when I'm a little bit out. And I can also tell when I'm doing crowd work and having genuine interactions with people, how like, I could look at a thing and be like, there's no separation between like how I feel as a person in my heart and how I'm represented in like the art that I'm doing.
Yeah.
So, big advocate for like just figuring out how to make stuff, how you make stuff.
Yeah.
And then you do that for as long as you can. And you hope that people like it, but no one begs you to do any of it.
Right.
You know, it's like, it's all a choice, and it's hard to figure out how to make your true self translate one-to-one through your art.
Yeah.
But that's the point of the whole thing.
Right.
Kevin.
You got ads.
I have to get more water.
Oh, let's do some ads and get Mike some water.
Does
up
anyone
in here
want anything from the kitchen?
No!
Corn dog.
Do you have any heroin?
Yes.
Guys, I'm sorry if you're upset about this AI shit, but the thing is like, there's nothing you can do about it.
Nope.
Okay, so let's move on. Okay? Like, let's move on. Right, Kevin?
Yeah.
Like, some of this AI shit looks insane. It's some mind-bending shit that, like, would take a real artist, like, weeks to do. And then that artist is thinking, why did I do that? Because no one cares about this.
Dude, that's the other thing. It's like you post fucking Muppet versions of you and your friend.
Yeah.
And it gets 40 likes.
Right.
And then next week it's nothing. But you would have paid $50,000.
Right. Otherwise. Right. I'm sorry if you're a struggling artist. I understand that. I understand. I am a struggling artist as well.
Yeah.
Like, we make stuff all the time that, like, we know, like, 60 people will like, you know, and that was all this time and energy and time away from our family and friends and whatever. I wish I knew how to save everybody from struggle, but, like, I can't. I can't even figure out how to get out of my own struggle. And I'm doing the best that I fucking can. I'm using my skills and you know, like, Mike and I do this podcast, and there's like a fucking billion podcasts out there, and there's all these successful actors and comedians that have blown up into the podcast world and like have a podcast now, and it's like it takes the focus away from like little shows. Yeah. Like, we've been doing this for like fucking 9 years, and like, and then all of a sudden, like, some fucking big actor has a podcast, and it's, like, billions of views, and it's like, how should that make us feel? It's shitty, but we love doing it, and it's, like, fun, and we do weird shit. We have weird toys and sounds and shit. We do all sorts of shit that other shows don't do. Yeah, fuck that camera, dude. That one in particular. We're all struggling, dude, and it sucks when something is taking money away from you. Or it
there's
feels
no
like
tapes
something.
In these cameras.
Oh, okay. Fuck.
So there's factories that used to make those little tapes.
Gone.
Betamax. These cameras fucked the Betamax industry in the face.
Gone.
It's just always since the beginning of time, if you want to live on this planet and have a life and you resist the emergence of technology, it's like the records show you get left in the past, and no one's telling you that you can't do things the old way, and you'll always find, if you work hard enough to meet up with the group of people that has this hunger for the way things used to be,
yeah,
you'll always find people. But it's all of it's so hard, and it's so much work. You have to like exhaust all possibilities,
yeah,
before you're like, this thing is the,
yeah,
worst.
Yeah.
I don't know.
We do what we can. We do what we can. And like, I guarantee to some of you young folks out there listening to this who like either hate AI or are very against AI or angry about AI, I guarantee that you will meet someone in your life, or you might even know this person right now.
They might be in a parking lot just waiting for you.
They
to
might
show
be
up.
just waiting for the invite, like a vampire to come into your heart, into your home. But there's probably someone in your life right now that is like learning AI, learning how to utilize the technology in a way that could be turned into a job. And then that person is going to be in the ground floor of something that in 10 years is going to be absolutely normal. Like, if you told me in
toilets,
if you told me in 1989 that your refrigerator could play like Monsters Inc. on a computer animated monster movie while you get your water out of the dispenser, I'd be like, what the fuck? Why do we want that? But now it's like everywhere.
What an example, dude.
It's just
what a wild
because it's
example.
This thing that came out of nowhere. And now your fridge plays like,
I've never seen that before in my whole life.
You've never
life.
Seen fridges with TV screens?
Never ever.
Not a
movie. But you could.
Dude, they're everywhere.
But like iPads and
I know
shit.
What you mean.
I've seen an iPad, yeah.
Like, what you guys don't know about the fridges that play like music and have TV, have iPads
I
stuck in them
still
and stuff?
Know that they exist and know that they're not everywhere. The average household.
Not the average household, but like people
machine,
of a certain.
I've seen that machine where you could do all the different flavors of Coke.
Yeah, oh, yeah, sure. Sure. That too.
If you told me there was one machine and I can make every conceivable flavor
like
of Coke.
How about like when there'd be like a TV in someone's car and it was for the kids to watch some shit so they shut the fuck up and let you drive in peace. Yeah. They just watch Bambi or some shit. Like, that's... People in the past would be like, why don't you... Just, like, get to know your kids.
And that took jobs away from people who invented the game I Spy.
That's right. Who invented talking to your kids. The people that invented talking to your kids have no job now.
Why are there so many fucked up social skills? It's because you gave the job of parenting to a computer. Yep. You did that.
All I'm saying is that, like, you know, because we were, like, nerds that used the computers and stuff were laughed at and called nerds and, like, losers and virgins and... The bad F word or the bad R word.
And some of those words were accurate portrayals of them.
They hurt, but they were accurate. And you're like, but now they're like billionaires, like people that played with computers and shit because
before about opinions. It's like, you can't pick what you think at 22 and be like, that's my shit for my whole life.
Yeah. But it's also about like, they decided to take a, certain to learn a skill in a thing that everyone was like, fucking nerd, what the fuck, and are now very wealthy and can take care of their family and not have to worry, not struggle,
and all those other people are fucking dead in the ground.
And so what I'm saying is that like there AI might eliminate a lot of jobs, and AI might eliminate the need for an amount of humans in certain fields, but they'll still need someone to like operate the AI.
Who plugs it in? AI can't plug itself
in. Who fixes it when it breaks? Who fixes it when it comes out weird?
Who opens the door for the bus driver?
So you might know someone that might end up becoming someone who finds success in a field that is an emerging new technology. And you might be like angry about it right now, but you might be the fucking person, you right now listening to this, might be the person that decides to dive into it and then become like a professional AI technician. And then you're feeding your family.
Next thing you know, you're getting $5 off Harry's razors.
And listen, it sucks.
Dude, I don't think you need to justify it. Yeah, I think we've done it.
It's just that it sucks that it's eliminating jobs, but...
Everything does.
Read a history book.
Yeah. A book? What the fuck?
Buy something from Texas Instruments.
The something McGraw Company is out of business.
Miller Genuine Drafts. 100% made out of AI. That's right. When you open up that can, it is any flavor you want. All you gotta do is think of it. This one tastes like a screwdriver. Not the drink. We're talking about the physical tool you use to put screws and stuff.
People used to screw screws in by hand.
I want my beer to taste like a chainsaw that was just used. All right, guys. Let's talk about Squarespace.
Hell yeah, man. Hell yeah, dude. You're pretty cool.
Squarespace is a wonderful website, company, way of life where you can have... This episode is brought to you by Squarespace. You happy? Did you just make that?
I did.
I think you should be sued into oblivion and should feel bad to be alive.
Kevin?
Come at me.
Kevin
made run us your into car
into a fucking bridge.
You are ripping money out of an artist's hands.
That's so funny, dude. That's so funny.
You know, we can't.
AI recreated my kitchen. Now I can never have my kitchen?
Dude, hold on. Your kitchen is the only kitchen that exists that looks like that.
Dude, this is
and
great.
And now they're stealing your kitchen?
Well, somebody's going to take my kitchen's job.
Someone stole Mike's kitchen, and that was designed by someone that now doesn't work anymore.
That room's job was to have my kitchen and be it.
That kitchen had no idea that it would be ripped off into a drawing. And that's fucked up, man. That's fucked up. That kitchen was just existing, vibing even. Guys, this show's brought to you by a podcast. Insert name here. Guys, today's episode is brought to you by Squarespace, and I'll tell you what. Squarespace is a great site where you can build your website, get your ideas out in the world, get your art out there, art, struggling artist, or whatever. If you're the kind of person that has art, time to make it look different from all the other stuff so you can stand out. Maybe you want to make a website for a friend as a gift. That's a nice gift.
Dude, I'd love to make a website. It's your birthday? Here's a website.
How beautiful would that be? That's a great gift idea. And it's got all these things that...
I drew the website by hand for your birthday.
I drew this website. And then I installed it onto the internet.
Yeah.
It will make the things that are handmade more special.
Like the tail.
Like the tail. And a kitchen. This kitchen was made not by so in the future you're gonna see things that are like, this was made by human hands.
This was made, somebody thought of the prompt to make this.
This was a thought idea.
This a thought.
This was a thought that now is an idea and became a real thing. And guys, I'll tell you about Squarespace. Mike Falzone's website, MikeFalzone.com, is a Squarespace website. You can go there to find all the things Mike does, all his upcoming shows and stuff like that.
You're 100% right.
And so that's the kind of thing you could do with Squarespace. You could build a website and you could put whatever you want there. You can have a shop.
It's put tons of website designers out of business.
That's right. But who cares about those guys? Well, probably those guys. Those guys care about those guys.
But hopefully those guys has adapted and moved on. But and that, now you can do it without having to break the bank.
And guess
Isn't
what?
Isn't that great?
And guess what? Other artists and designers joined Squarespace to make it easy for you to build your own website. Because I remember a time when building a website was like, you gotta know HTML, you gotta know all these like programming language. You gotta read these books that are this thick with like 90% numbers in them. And dude, who's got time for that? I can't do that. I don't want to do that. And so they made it easier for you to make a website. And that's convenient for people that want to sell their wares. And so let's say you're a creative in the way that doesn't involve building a website. And you're nervous. You're scared about starting a website, building a website. Because you're good at this one thing, but you're not good at the website building part. Well, it doesn't matter because Squarespace gives you the tools that are very easy to make your own website. You can, there's no installations, there's no upgrading, there's nothing to update.
I'll tell you what there is though, award-winning templates.
Boom! And 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, customer service.
Even Christmas, day before Christmas, day after.
I'm telling you, and this is from experience.
It's Christmas we're talking about.
Come on, guys. They're coming for Christmas now.
Corn dog.
So check out Squarespace. Maybe you want to build a website, you want to give a nice gift to someone, or you want to show off your stuff. I'm telling you, it's so easy to make a website now. All you got to do is go to squarespace.com/banter.
That's great. That sounds great.
Squarespace.com/banter. You'll save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain using the code banter, and that's a coupon code, and that's where you get the savings from us, Mike and Steve. So go to squarespace.com/banter. You try out that free trial. When you're ready to launch, use the offer code banter, save 10% off your purchase of a website or domain, and it's gonna be a good time. Don't believe us? Go to squarespace.com/banter and check it out. When you're ready to launch, you use that offer code banter. You'll save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Thank you so much, Squarespace. What do you got there? I want to see. Oh my god. Wait. No way. You just made this?
Studio Ghibli just went out of business just now. Kevin killed him.
Dude, we should go to jail for this. We just want to make a fun thing. We're ripping money out of
children. What's going on my knee, do you think?
We took money out of their mouth. Wait a minute. I think AI made this. Am I right?
Wait a minute. How many fingers do we have?
Suddenly my Neuralink brain chip hurts.
Dude, I bet you anything they took extra care. Dude, I wish I had a little. This is nice.
See, now he's getting ideas.
I love it.
And we were talking about maybe using AI to make music, and we're like, that's soulless. Well, guess what? Drum machines came out in the 80s, and suddenly everyone was like, fuck drum machines.
I was a musician for 15 years. Don't ever talk to me about what's soulless.
Come on.
On the road. Dude, mouse
Dude,
gen?
I've seen people, I've seen real live people making music on their own without computers that were soulless.
Yeah, and bad at it.
And bad. So, what's the over under on soulless humans and soulless AI art?
Dude, every Wednesday on youtube.com/MikeFalzone, it's Mind Morning.
Whoa, Mind Morning! You guys have seen Mike's favorite show. Mike's show, Mike makes a show.
Dude, you know I've been working so hard on Mind Morning.
Mike, how's Mind Morning going?
It's so good. I could say one thing, it isn't yours.
I think I'm going to start a show that is exactly like yours called Mind Morning.
Dude, speaking of artist replication, this is a twofer, because remember Star did those?
Yeah.
Oh my god, it ripped off Star!
We gotta call her.
We gotta call the FBI and have her arrested.
That's so fucking funny,
guys,
man.
Let's talk about PXG real quick here. The time has come. This is it, guys. You're on the edge. You're sitting on the fence, but it is time to get some new golf clubs.
Ugh.
And that means one thing. Heading over to the local PXG store for a fitting.
Oh, I want to get fit real
good.
Dude,
Mike, when are you doing that?
I need to do it.
He's a busy guy.
I wanted to, but not only that, I just need to, I want to hook up with them and I want to come up with a time.
Dude, listen, Mike, I love it, dude. This is how you unwind. You have a good time with your friends out there.
I'm going on Monday. Just made plans. There's nothing better. You've been out there. Yeah. You go out into nature, golf is the best. And when you do golf, you want to be outfitted with the best stuff. You want to hit nice clubs. Dude, the PXG shirt that they sent me a while ago is still one of the most comfortable shirts that I have in my collection of shirts. When you're out there, you want to be comfortable with your boys. Mm-hmm. Riding around in the cart. And saying things, unspeakable things.
And nothing makes me happier than when my friends are happy and doing things that they love that make them happy. And Mike, you work hard, man, all the time. It makes me so happy when you say you're going to go out and play golf, because that's a chance for you to unwind.
I work hard, I play hard. What does that mean? I play games that are hard. Golf's hard.
What do you want to do? Throw this guy in the gulag? You want to send Mike to El Salvador because he likes golf? said,
I give you two.
But guys, the thing is it, listen, we're talking about improving your performance on the golf course with a PXG fitting, and these fitters are highly trained, incredibly experienced, and have a deep understanding of how to optimize your clubs and get the most out of your swing. And apparently, PXG fittings are educational and fun.
Dude, so cool when you're even just to be out there and watch someone who is amazing at golf, when you're out there and you know how hard it is to watch someone who's amazing at it, is like free entertainment. You really can't believe how they do what they do. And then on top of that, you get fit for equipment that fits the way you play and the way your body moves. And then you're able to do these things that you didn't think you were capable of. And it adds to the fun and relaxation of the game.
It sounds like a wonderful things that anyone would want if they want to get out there and play golf and be comfortable and have the right style.
That's actually right.
That's all I'm saying, guys. So, schedule your fitting today, and for a limited time, you could save up to 20% off your entire order. Head over to pxg.com/banter. That's pxg.com/banter to save up to 20% off your entire order. And that's pxg.com/banter. Restrictions apply. See site for details. Absolutely. That's the next one I want.
Absolutely great. Football.
All right. And guys, last but not least, let's talk about Harry's. Ooh, I'm a hairy boy. And I like repping Harry's because I'll tell you, it's one of the only brands that I trust on my face.
Yeah. And you don't trust just anything on your face.
No, I do not. And I would prefer not to.
That's smart. You stay alive longer like that.
And you only get one face, except for that one lady who got ripped off by a chimpanzee, but she got someone else's face. So she went, ended up being all right at the end of the day. It's been... What? What happened?
I don't know.
I'm getting I got a lot of DMs after this show, and most of it was about that and not AI.
We can't mention other brands as the we only thing.
This specifically says do not mention chimpanzees in this Harry's ad. Guys, I'll tell you. We love jokes in here, and sometimes I'll tell you, you make a joke and it don't land. But you know, and I'll tell you, but you know do you know what's a joke, Mike? The price some companies charge for these razors.
Yeah.
That's the most hilarious shit I've ever heard.
Yes, yes.
But Harry's prices are no joke, dude. I've never laughed harder in my life at some of these prices.
Dude, some of my best memories of me and my dad is being downstairs in the den and laughing our absolute asses off at these prices.
Just rolling in the aisle at the grocery store with my dad. My dad's like, $19.99! Clean up on aisle my pants because I pissed him. But I'll tell you guys, and look, Harry's sends you the best quality razors right to your door for a fraction of these prices of the big brands. And now you can get a $10 trial set for just $5 at harrys.com/MikeAndSteve, an exclusive offer for our listeners. I'm using those razors, dude, and it's nice on my face. And I'm telling you, all these shaving creams, the lotions, the body wash, the hair gel, et al. I'm talking about a wonderful experience in the bathroom when I normally don't have a good experience in the bathroom.
You hate the bathroom.
It's where I learn things about myself that I didn't want to think about. And I end up finding out things about my body that I would rather not think about and know. And I have a really bad time in there sometimes because I'm putting foods down my throat that I shouldn't be.
Sometimes they come back out.
Come out in a way I wasn't expecting. But now, ever since I put Harry's in there, I've got something else to think about, which is German-engineered blades. I made in their own factory, and they stay sharp longer. I'm telling you this. And you can customize delivery options for scheduled refills as low as $2. And that's half of what you pay for them other big brands. Guys, we're talking a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $5 at harrys.com/MikeAndSteve. We're talking them rich, lathering, skin-softening body wash in scents like Redwood, Wildlands, and Stone. Plus hair and other grooming products that fit your unique look and needs. I'm talking about the best stuff you could put on your face or you're not gonna like anything else. So guys, get the shaving products that always deliver. Get Harry's. Normally that trial set is $10. Who's this? But right now you can get it for just $5 at harrys.com/MikeAndSteve. That's our exclusive link.
Yeah.
For you listeners, harrys.com/MikeAndSteve for the $5 trial set. Thank you so much, Harry's.
Thank you, Harry's.
Also, shout out to Leah and Josh and Corey and Kevin.
Yes.
Guys are constantly absolutely killing it. Killing it.
Let's mention some dates real quick. On the 21st, I'm going to be at the Crow in Santa Monica.
Woo!
On the 22nd, I'll be at the Hollywood Improv in Hollywood, California. On the 23rd is the next installment of Human Romance.
Woo!
And we're heating up. Laura Peake and Amy Miller, two of my best friends in comedy, are going to be on the panel for the absolute horniest dating show on the face of the planet. Come to the world famous Hollywood Improv, 10 o'clock. It's a Friday night. You gotta get in. Tell every single person you know about Human Romance on the 23rd of May. On the 25th, I'll be at Soho House. So unless you're a celebrity or a rich person, you could
Fuck off!
Fuck off!
And then I'm going to the West Side Comedy Theater right after that if you want to see me in Santa Monica. From the 30th to the 31st, I'll be doing Dude Comedy in San Diego, California. Steve, as you come, it's in San Diego.
I love San Diego.
On the 6th of next month, what's the next one? June. We're doing Tory shows at the Surrounded in the world famous Hollywood Improv Lab. Who will be on that one? This guy, that girl, one other person, and a host, me, Mike Falzone.
Woo!
Get ready for this one as well.
Yes, hold on. Man.
This one as well. On the 22nd and 23rd of June, I'll be at the Lincoln Lodge in Chicago. Oh, yeah. I heard from a little birdie named Mia that there was a Discord meetup of Dynamic Banter people in Chicago.
Whoa.
From like the 20th to the 23rd, so I got my ass there. And I'm doing stand-up, small, intimate place. It fits like 50 people, I think. So come, there's two shows, one on the 22nd, one on the 23rd. We'll add more if we have to. And then my special, Come to Find Out, comes out on the 19th of this month, which is next Monday, right? By the time this goes up?
Yeah, yeah.
800-pound gorilla. I want to say thank you to everyone who shot my special. I want to say thank you to my lawyer, Lauren, who I like very much, who is a very tough guy. I want to say thank you to my managers, Jack and Dave. And I want to say thank you for everyone who rocked with me for so long. Thank you to Kevin, who shot what came to be my first special of all time.
Yes.
Up there in Toronto. And it's just nice. Career milestone. I would love for you to see it. And it comes out on the 19th.
Yes.
Subscribe to my YouTube channel, Mike Falzone. We've been doing Mike in the Morning every Wednesday.
My morning.
Yeah. Dude, which is almost the title of a book. That was not good. And yeah, I'll be talking about the special and my morning and all this stuff on my Instagram at Mike Falzone.
That's true, dude.
Very nice, dude. Where are we at?
Word pass.
Damn, dude.
Okay.
We should talk about one or two of the things.
Well, that thing that you sent me. Is it too long? All right. So we'll wait. Should we do a history road or should we just go?
What were you were on 85,000, weren't you?
Well, I have a bunch of stuff here, but I think it could be. We just went. I'm sorry. We went too long about AI shit. Obviously, I'm fired up.
The whole episode's about that. Ain't no clippable modes.
I mean, I'd say it's about art, too.
Also, that hairy cat is
going to
be
a clip. How do I see...
Listen, I'm just here for clippable modes.
So,
Oh, yeah, a little effect on it?
Corn dog.
Okay, I had a thing here really quickly.
That's a lot of fun.
You know, you've heard of, is a hot dog a sandwich?
Uh-huh. Can we shut this music off?
Absolutely not. I can't.
Okay. Well, we're going to run into a problem.
I can turn off the whole computer.
Yes. I vote that.
You've heard of, is a hot dog a sandwich? You've heard of, is a hot dog a sandwich, Mike, but have you heard of, is cereal a soup?
That was a HeadGum podcast.